Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for POSCO Holdings, a major player in the steel industry that many of you might not be as familiar with compared to some household names. If you're looking to diversify your portfolio with a global industrial giant, stick around because we've got a deep dive into their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, all tailored for long-term investors like you. Let's break down what makes POSCO Holdings tick and whether it's worth a spot in your investment strategy. First, a quick rundown on who they are. POSCO Holdings, based out of South Korea, is a leading steel manufacturer with a massive global footprint. They operate in the basic materials sector, specifically in the steel industry, and they're known for producing a wide range of steel products that feed into automotive, construction, and energy sectors. With a market cap in the billions and a workforce of thousands, they're a heavyweight in their field. Their operations span multiple regions, generating significant revenue from both domestic and international markets. That's the snapshot. Now let's get into the meat of what's been happening with them lately. Looking at recent news and performance, POSCO Holdings has been navigating a mixed bag. Their stock performance over the past year shows some volatility, decent gains in the short term with a positive trend over the last month, but longer-term numbers over 5 years suggest they've lagged behind some industry peers. On the news front, there's chatter about their strategic moves to adapt to market shifts, including restructuring efforts to streamline operations. And from their latest Q1 2025 earnings call, we've got some fresh insights. They reported consolidated revenue of about 17.4 trillion Korean won, but they're grappling with profitability pressures due to rising raw material costs and softer demand in key markets. So, with that backdrop, let's dive into the SWOT analysis to see where POSCO stands for long-term investors like us. Strengths. All right, let's start with what POSCO Holdings is doing right. First off, their sheer scale is a big plus. With a hefty enterprise value and a strong presence in both domestic and international markets, they've got the kind of stability that smaller players can only dream of. Their revenue streams are diversified across regions, which helps cushion blows from any single market downturn. Another strength is their solid balance sheet in certain areas. They've got a decent current ratio, showing they can cover short-term obligations without breaking a sweat. Plus, their gross profit margin remains competitive within the industry, meaning they're still squeezing decent returns from their core operations despite headwinds. And let's not overlook their operational cash flow. Looking at their cash flow statements, they're generating consistent cash from operations, which is a green flag for long-term sustainability. That cash gives them flexibility to reinvest or weather storms, something we value as investors looking for durability. Finally, from the earnings call, they're doubling down on innovation. They're investing in tech and partnerships to boost efficiency and tap into greener steel production, which aligns with global trends. That kind of forward thinking can pay dividends down the road. Weaknesses. Now, let's get real about where POSCO Holdings is slipping. One glaring issue is their profitability metrics. Their net profit margin has taken a hit, as highlighted in the recent earnings call, largely due to spiking raw material costs. If they can't pass those costs on to customers, it's going to keep eating into their bottom line. Another concern is their debt load. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't catastrophic, but it's high enough to raise an eyebrow. Too much leverage can be a drag if interest rates climb or if cash flows tighten up, and that's something we need to watch as long-term holders. Also, their return on equity isn't exactly lighting the world on fire. Compared to some competitors in the steel space, they're not delivering the kind of returns that make you jump out of your seat. That could signal inefficiencies or missed opportunities in capital allocation. Lastly, their stock performance over the longer haul, say, the past 5 years, hasn't kept pace with the broader sector. That lag suggests they're struggling to capture the same growth momentum as some peers, which could be a red flag for us. Opportunities. On the flip side, there's plenty of room for POSCO Holdings to shine if they play their cards right. One big opportunity is the global push for sustainable steel. Their earnings call mentioned investments in eco-friendly production methods, and if they can position themselves as a leader in green steel, they could tap into massive demand from industries under pressure to cut carbon footprints. Another tailwind is their geographic diversification. With revenue spread across multiple regions, they're well placed to capitalize on growth in emerging markets where infrastructure spending is ramping up. If they can deepen their foothold in those areas, it could drive revenue growth over the next decade. Let's talk valuation for a second. Their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to industry averages, suggesting the stock might be undervalued right now. For long-term investors, that could mean a buying opportunity if the fundamentals improve. And finally, their CapEx strategy, pouring money into tech and partnerships, could be a game changer. If those investments yield higher efficiency or open new markets, we could see a nice bump in free cash flow and overall growth down the line. Threats. Now let's talk about the risks that could derail POSCO Holdings. First up, the steel industry itself is a tough neighborhood. It's cyclical, highly competitive, and sensitive to global economic swings. If we see a slowdown in key markets like construction or automotive, POSCO could feel the pinch hard. Raw material costs are another thorn in their side. As mentioned in the earnings call, rising input costs are squeezing margins, and there's no guarantee they'll stabilize anytime soon. That's a persistent threat to profitability. Then there's the debt factor. With a notable debt-to-equity ratio, any spike in interest rates or a cash crunch could make servicing that debt trickier. For us long-term investors, that's a risk we can't ignore. Lastly, geopolitical tensions and trade policies could mess with their international revenue. Steel is often a political football. Tariffs, quotas, or supply chain disruptions could hit their bottom line if global trade dynamics shift unfavorably. So where does this leave us? Wrapping up, POSCO Holdings is a bit of a mixed bag for long-term investors. On one hand, their scale, cash flow stability, and strategic investments in sustainability give them a solid foundation to build on. On the other, profitability pressures, a hefty debt load, and industry headwinds mean there's no shortage of risks to navigate. For me, the key will be watching how they manage costs and whether those big bets on green tech pay off in the coming years. Their valuation looks tempting, but it's not a slam dunk. You've got to weigh those threats carefully. As always, I'm curious to hear what you think. Are you bullish on POSCO Holdings for the long haul, or are the risks giving you pause? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to stay tuned to MarketSnap for our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the full bullet point SWOT breakdown on our platform. Keep building that wealth, and I'll catch you in the next one.